versa, where they're doing the same themselves, you know. But a game like that, you get that state there, nothing in, you know, 25 minutes going, if we can get that wee nose in front, and Dublin, you have given credit, they got the wee nose in front, and they kicked well from 45 yards, you know, through the dead eye.
But I think it was a very positive first half, sort of clamped down on their danger men, and the lads midfield, and Ethan and Dara up front, the signs were looking good.
Ah, look, here, look, as I said last year, you get up and you go again, so you do. The lads have been put a serious effort in, considering, you know, what's happened the last 6-7 months, so it's a good place to be, so it is, you know, out playing there. You know, we'll dust down again, the lads. There's a fair few underage next year, and they'll come back again, and we'll stick to what we're saying all along. So we're bringing lads to the level of playing these competitions at this stage, guiding them through, so it is, and get as many lads through the senior team as possible.
Paul, just on that, like, there's quite a few of those lads, you know, should go on to play senior football for Tyrone, aren't they?
Well, you know, that's beyond our control, so we're not in there, but you like to see lads pushing on, so when the time's right for them.
Yeah.
So it's a big step there from 20s till senior. You can see that with the condition of lads, you know what I mean? That's the condition of a 20-year-old. If you step on up there, 23, 24, 25-year-olds, the condition of the lads is a hell of a lot more, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the goal that's in us in Tyrone, is to keep going on and keep developing and pushing on.
Yeah.
You know, and at the end of the day, you know, this is where you want to be, against the Dublins and Kerrys and Galways, like, out of the world, so it is, and that's where we see Tyrone at, as a county, that's where we see Tyrone. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, that momentum, Paul, built up in March. I know it's the same for both teams, but that team was working very well together and playing with a great fluency, even though all the games were tight, and you lost all that.
Well, you look at the conditions you're playing in the day and the conditions you're playing in back in March, so it's a hell of a different ball game, so as you know, it's a lot drier field and everything, so it is, the conditions are a lot better, there's no wonder, no snow or sleet falling there, so there's not, but, you know, it's just fine margins to get this level, so it is, you know, and you're hoping lads coming into the bench can get a wee push on and maybe get something done for you, so it is, like, but at the end of the day, you know, you give Dublin credit, they got that wee edge the second half, we had a push, wee touch out, so a couple of good free kicks that got knocked through the bar to get level, and see, where we could just kind of get that score, and we had opportunities there to get the score to push a wee bit more on, and we missed them, so it is, and again, you get this level here, you cannot afford to miss chances like that, you know.
Dublin seemed that wee bit fresher in that last 10-15 minutes.
Look, it's like everything else, once you get in front, you'll always look fresher, so you will, you know. Our lads put a big shift in, so it is, that's all we can ask of them, the lads that came in on the bench, so it is, put a good shift in, the lads that even come in from club football the year, which have been doing well. I see Dublin done, had the same scenario, bringing different faces in there as well. And, you know, it's we'll see a lot more of these boys. That's the best way of putting it here before we finish off. These lads are not going away. They'll be here for a long time around Tyrone football. They'll be with their club. If they go back to the club about that player, or else they're going to come forward again and step on and push that next level. And hopefully we'll see a lot more of these boys pushing forward. Because at the end of the day, Tyrone's a big place and we're very, very proud of where we're from. And we'll take our defeat today and we'll go down the road again. So the lads will come back again. So we'll have minors starting out next week. So we'll have the seniors are kicking in tomorrow, you know. And we'll keep pushing on, doing whatever we can to keep Tyrone to the top of the table as much as we can.